From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Zimbabwe, opposition leaders are urging voters to turn out for parliamentary elections tomorrow. That's despite the fact that recent elections there have been marred by violence and widely condemned as unfair. NPR Charlene Hunter-Galt is in Zimbabwe and joins us now. Charlene, most analysts predict President Robert Mugabe's party, the ZANU-PF, is going to win. How confident is he?
Well, he's pretty confident. He told a rally of several thousand people today that victory was at hand, that they've never been losers, and that he believes the people understand what they're all about, and that they're going to elect their parliamentarians in large numbers.
You've spent the day with him as he's there on the campaign trail. What is he saying about the government he plans to put in place after the election if he does win?
Well, he's saying that he's not in favor of having a government of national unity. In fact, he told me that losers must accept being losers, that he's going to be generous and treat the MDC like everybody else. They don't have any reason to fear any untoward action from the government, but he's not sounding very conciliatory at the moment.
Tell us about the opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, or the MDC.
Well, they've had a hard row to hoe. You know, they came out of the trade union movement and a coalition of white farmers who were disenchanted with the way in which Mugabe was carrying out his land reform campaign. So it's a combination. In South Africa, they call the ANC, the African National Congress, a broad church. Well, this is a broad church here, too. And they've just had one thing after another, including their leader having a charge of treason and possible death sentence. Hanging over his head for the past year until late last year. So they've had a hard time gaining momentum, in addition to which the government has all of these incredible powers and restrictive laws that have effectively kept them from organizing, from holding meetings. So they've had a really tough time, but they've been very energetic in this campaign and very positive that they're going to get a majority of the seats in the parliament.
Very energetic and positive, but with those restrictions, how have they been able to campaign and try to get people to the polls?
Well, that's been very difficult. I mean, they have been given a little bit more access to the media than they had in the 2002 election, and they have been able to draw crowds to their campaign stops in recent weeks. But many of their supporters have been arrested for holding meetings. You know, there's a law here that says you can't have a meeting without permission of more than five people. So his people have just been in and out of jail for months, and that's been one of the big criticisms of the human rights and civic organizations, that there's been nothing like the violence that took place in 2002, but that there's a psychological intimidation here. People are afraid to gather because they might end up spending time in the cells, which are not very pleasant. So that there's been a real tough row to hoe for them, but the younger people, especially those in Harare, which gave the MDC a majority in the parliament in 2002, are all talking still about regime change. The critical question is the hidden factor. A lot of people are fearful about expressing their opinions openly, and so I think the MDC is accounting on a lot of this hidden support to get them some substantial showing at the polls on Thursday.
NPR Charlene Hunter-Galt in Zimbabwe. Charlene, thank you.
You're welcome.